Amen. Hallelujah. It's all about Him. And to know Him is to know life. I tell you, it's because He lives, we can live also. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. And He can calm the storms, make the sun shine again. And I know the master of the my boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a Father, He watches over me. When the breeze turns into the gale, and I know the master of the this morning. Oh, and I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. And He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. And I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. But an unexpected storm may drive me from the highs. Bring me low, but never bring me down. And I know the master of the storms, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I love You, Lord, for Your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in Your hand. What a safety from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. I will sing of the glory. He's so good to us this morning. And all my life You have been faithful. Hallelujah. And all my life You have so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love Your voice. Oh, You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, close like no. He said, I'll never leave You. I know You as a father. I've known You as a friend. Boy, I have lived. And oh, just lift your hands and thank Him this morning. Oh, He's so good to us. And all my life You have been faithful. Yes, He has. All my life You have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the good. ass is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Let's all stand. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Running after, it's running after me. And all my life,
sing it to him.
And all my life, you have been faithful. Oh, yes, he has.
Led you up to this day today. If you're standing here today, you've had life. But do you have eternal life? That's the whole deal. If you don't have eternal life, you can get it. All you got to do is ask for it. Sweet spirit in the house. Wonderful. Good to have each and every one of you with us today. Good to have our. You've been here before, brother? Yeah, you've been here before? Yeah, okay. But good to have y'all with us today. Good to have all of you. Good to see the Curtises with us. And we sure appreciate all of you coming. Thank you, all sisters, for cooking and getting everything ready for our Thanksgiving. We should serve Thanksgiving every day.
Amen.
Because we're the most thankful people. Because we know. As the song says, have you ever thought about that? We know the master of the wind. There's people heard of God. There's people read about God. There's people talked about God. Grandma talked about God. But if you know him today, you know him. Just like I know Brother Joe. You know him. You know the maker. You know the master. You know the one that created this whole thing and brought you here today for a purpose. And good to have our brothers with us up here in the front. Brother Luis will be interpreting with them, so. Just keep them in prayer. But God bless you. Good to have you with us. Amen. Today we're going to have Brother Mike Hantus with us. He started, Lord, in the 70s, I guess, in the church here, when it was just a little place like this right here. And we had most of the congregation was his kids. He believed in half a dozen or a little more than that, so... But good to have Brother Mike back with us and his lovely wife. Always good to see his smiling face. But we're going to have him come. But before we do, just remember a couple of things. Thank you all that came Friday for Sister Frieda's memorial service. It was wonderful. Brother Joe has put the pictures and all videos on WhatsApp. And I thank you all for coming. We had 20 or so people there of our own. And we just had a wonderful time. But thank you so much for coming. And the family appreciates it also. Also, thank you for coming yesterday for the dedication of Brother Ebenezer and Sister Wyvine's home. Beautiful, nice home there in a subdivision there, and we sure do appreciate all of you coming for that, and then all of you coming today, and we sure appreciate you. Brother Luis will be speaking for us Wednesday night. A little bit of change, but Brother Bob's going to have some surgery on Tuesday the 14th. So Brother Luis will be speaking for us on Wednesday night. I'll be in Illinois hunting, so I'll be gone for about a week. I'll be back Sunday afternoon. My brother Tim Cross will be here next Sunday to do both services for you. Just keep him in prayer. And also on the 21st, Brother Aaron will be preaching for us. That's on a Tuesday night. Now, the week of Thanksgiving. All right, not this coming week. The week of Thanksgiving. Tuesday night, we'll have Tuesday night service just like we did a couple weeks ago, or last week, a couple weeks ago. And Brother Aaron will be speaking for us. Also remember, for the locals, December the 10th, we'll have our annual Christmas dinner, which will be down at Hidden Acres. That will be on Sunday, one service, and then we'll leave and go down there. Good to have Brother John and Sister Mike. I told them them roads don't go north no more. And they come from Texas right over here.
Right.
So we appreciate them coming back. They were with us several weeks ago, and they're heading back home, so let's keep them in our prayers. Also, one more thing. Brother Luis and Sister Christine are getting ready to leave. If you have anything else to give them, they're going to Honduras, and they're going to Brother Aaron's going also, and Brother Michael's going. So, and they're going at different times. So let's just keep them in prayer. And then when they get back, we'll have watch night service, which will be Brother Luke Gibson to be with us. And we'll announce that later on. But just keep those things on your heart. And we want to invite every one of you to worship the Lord. And then we'll go eat a meal. Thank you again, sisters, for fixing this for us and getting it ready. And we sure do. Brother Dale's coming. Brother Dale and Sister Dale will be here. So they'll be here when the after the service is over and going to eat with us. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. It's Brother Mike Hantus from... Well, he lives in Seneca, South Carolina now, but he was from Jefferson, Georgia for a while, so.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good to see you. A lot of faces I know. A lot of faces that are not as familiar. Might have been 1988. Last time I was here. You like to turn in your scriptures. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 29. We'll read a scripture and let you sit down. First Chronicles 16:29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nation, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the God of our salvation. You may be seated. Good to see everybody I know. Amen. Good to see you whether I know you or not. Forgive me, it seems like I don't know any strangers. I'm just old Brother Mike. Let me read you first. Questions and answers on Genesis. Speaking in tongues is a divine gift of God, which belongs to the church, just the same today as it was back there in the beginning. That's exactly the truth. Yes, indeed, that's the Bible teaching. It's a divine gift, and you deny that just the same as you deny the new birth. You deny everything that Jesus taught when you try to cut that out. Amen. Now, you can go wild on that. Many of them have. But I'm saying that has its place. Amen. It's just like a pair of shoes. When you buy a pair of shoes, the tongues are in them. And that's right. And when you're into the body of Christ, God has the whole table set full here. Why is that appropriate for our service today? He's got a whole table set. He has love. He has joy. If I went to your table and sat down, and you said, preacher, come and eat with me. I believe you love me. And you had beans and potatoes and carrots and fried chicken and pumpkin pie and ice cream. Everything sitting there. Why, I believe I'd be just as welcome to the potatoes that I was of the beans. The only thing I believe, I'd be just as welcome to the chicken as I was to the pie. That's the dinner you've set. It's all on the table. And the only thing I have to do is say, would you please pass me the pie? I believe with a good free heart, your love to me, you'd say, certainly, my brother, have a nice big piece of it. Isn't that right? Amen. If I would say, pass me potatoes, why, certainly, my brother, here it is. And every redemptive blessing that Jesus Christ died for and purchased in his atonement at Calvary, it's setting on the table, and every believer sitting before it. Hallelujah. If I need healing, I say, Father, pass me some healing. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. We're retrograding a little bit. The title that I've got on the top of the message is The Tabernacle of Witness in the Wilderness. Is there anyone here that doesn't believe that we are in a wilderness? Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Where did he get the pieces to make the man from? What medical book did he read? It would be easier to make a man out of the dust of the earth than it would to give him a living soul. Dust of the earth is natural. You can form all kinds of things out of the dust of the earth. What does it take to give it life? Not life like a puppy dog running around at your feet. Not life like a herd of cattle. Here was a life that was a seed to grow into a life like the one that created it. A message called This is a Rising. It is the rising of the sun. Notice this quickening power. Zoe. Amen. Bringing the word. The mind that was in Christ was in you then. I'm trying to show you that you, when you raised, when God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised up you also, and also quickened to life with him. You are now quickened to life, although then you were but an attribute in his thoughts. But God had Saul all in him. In the beginning, God standing alone with his thoughts. You were one of those thoughts. You are as eternal as God is. When God raised up Jesus from the dead, he raised up you also, and also quickened to life with him. You are now quickened to life, although then you were but an attribute in his thoughts. But God had saw all in him at the finish, see? Said, did you mean at the beginning? No.
Yeah.
No, at the finish.
Yeah,
when God looked down upon the body, the spirit left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to die like a man. The spirit left him in the... Excuse me. Remember, friends, he didn't have to do that. He was God. God appointed that flesh, which was human flesh, and he did, if he'd have went up there as God, he'd have never died that kind of death. You can't kill God. But he didn't have to do it. But remember, he went there with you in
Amen.
Him.
Yeah,
you were more real to him at that time than you will ever be here on the face of the
Amen.
Earth because you were a part of his eternal
yes.
thoughts.
Yes.
There's quite a few people here that I can remember as pretty young people. Looking at my daughter Ruth, I first brought her here. She's just a little fella. Not all that big now, but but remember, he went there with you in him. You went to Calvary in him. There's one place Brother Branham said, you paid for your own sins in him. God had never separated the bride from the groom yet. So when God looked down upon the body of Christ, he saw both male and female. It was all redeemed in that one body, see? They are the same word. The same word spoke of the groom speaks of the bride. Well, how can the bride come and fail to manifest everything was promised of him? And the groom come and he wouldn't be the bride. But when he did everything, even to proving it by raising himself from the dead afterwards, then don't the bride have to do the same thing?
Yes.
Have to be exactly what the word said. she would be in these last days. Don't she have to return through Malachi 4? Don't she have to be manifest like it was in the days of Sodom? Don't the word have to be just exactly like it is? These are questions, right? Isn't these things a perfect identification of the Word of God made known to us? Glory be to Jesus. When we look at each other, we are not looking at just another person. Those of us gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ, when you look across the aisle or you shake hands with your brother and sister, you're shaking hands with an attribute of God. With that, just a word of introduction to those to whom I am not a familiar face. Michael Hantas, more commonly known as Brother Mike. In 1975, I met Brother Motes and Brother Sam Dale. How old was you, Brother Wade? I pastored churches in Murrayville and Jefferson, Georgia, and assistant to Stan Price in Navarre, Florida. Well, enough about me. As the song says, more about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm only saying thank you. He's not going to continue singing. Hebrews chapter 2. Now, when man become into that body, he had control of all the fishes and fowls and beasts of the field. Where we're at? We're back in Rome. In Genesis 2 again, aren't we? And then there was no man to till the soil. Genesis 2, he done made male and female, but there was no man to till the soil. Then God made man out of the dust of the earth. He give him a hand like a chimpanzee. Give him a foot like a bear. He made him on the image, and this earthly body is in the image of animal life. And it's made out of the same kind of material. Your body is made just like the same a kind of material as a horse or a dog or anything like that. It's made out of calcium, potash, petroleum, cosmic light. You're just all flesh that is not the same. All flesh like that is not the same flesh. It's different flesh, but it's made out of the dust of the earth. Where it come from, and accept we are alive at the time of the rapture where it will go back to. But the difference between an animal and a man, God put a soul in a man. He did not put it in the animal because the soul that was in the man is that theophany. Yes. Just a little piece from a message called The Atonement. As God of old, when we hear that ashes to ashes and dust to dust, it reminds me of Longfellow, who said, "Tell me not in mournful numbers. Life is just an empty dream. The soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not as they seem." He said, "Yea, life is real and life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. For dust thou art, to dust returneth, was not spoken of the soul." God called that soul a theophany. And when we leave here, we go in somewhere else. Whatever it may be, I take the apostle's word. When he said, if this earthly tabernacle or dwelling place be dissolved, we have one already waiting to move from this to that. See, our soul, Brother Branham said, the soul that's in a man is worth 10,000 worlds. And it's in you, but it's not. You're going to it, but it's always been with you. Say, that must be supernatural, Brother Mike. It was this Melchizedek. And he would hear that hen cluck. He would try his best to cluck. He couldn't do it. He tried to cheep like a chicken, but he couldn't do it. See, he was an eagle. To start with, he was an eagle. He was just hatched under a hen. Like some church members. That's about the way it is, one out of a setting, right? One day, Mammy flew over and she screamed. He recognized it. He had never seen an eagle. He recognized it. It sounded right. Amen. Why? He was an eagle to begin with. Amen. And this is the story Brother Branham told about the man that climbed up and found this eagle's nest, and there was two eggs in it. And he took one of those eggs, carried it back to his farm, and put it under a chicken. Well, the chicken had about 12 more eggs in the nest. When she sat on that one, golly, it was almost as big as the other 12. But faithfully she sat on the egg until all of them hatched. And then she lined up all those little chickens and took them out in the barnyard. Found them a nice bug. Grass seed, weed seed. And they rejoiced and clucked. And they cheeped. Except for that big old thing. My goodness. That little chick, he could eat two or three seeds and he's satisfied for a few minutes. That big old thing, he was looking around for something red.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there.
That's right.
One day his mammy flew over and screamed. He recognized it. That sounded right. Why? He was an eagle to begin with. That's the way it is with the gospel or the word or the power of Jesus Christ. When a man has been predestinated to eternal life, he hears that true ring, Amen. That scream of God.
Amen.
Nothing can keep him from it. I was a minister with the Assemblies of God when I first heard that scream. I didn't know what to think. Brother Mike, what are you doing? Don't you know you have been groomed and raised under a minister that prophesied he was going to be the next State of New York presbyter. He was going to be the big guy. And then you moved. And we accepted you with open arms because you had such a recommendation from the New York district. And now you're going after this renegade. What do you think you're doing? I think I'm following God.
Amen.
There was a scream I heard.
Amen.
It sounded real.
Yeah.
It stirred something in me.
Amen.
That
on,
the Constitution and bylaws of the Assembly of God never stirred me like that scream did. It was something different. It went way down inside of me. Not in here. Was it in here? I don't really know where it was. Just like I talk about my soul. I don't know really exactly where it is. I know it's real. I know since that day I've had fellowship with it. I was predestinated to it. That barnyard stuff wouldn't do for him anymore. He's gone. All things are possible. He gets off the ground. That's what's the matter with so many Christians today. They can't get their feet off of the ground. Old Mammy said, "Son, jump. You're an eagle. Come up here where I am." He said, "Mom, I never jumped in my life." He said, "Well, you jump. You're an eagle to begin with. You're not a chicken." So he made his first jump and he flopped his wings and didn't do too good, but he got off the ground. That's the way we do. We accept God by faith, by the written word. There's something in there that's eternal life. You were predestinated to it. His grandpa, his grandma were eagles. He was an eagle all the way back. Eagles don't mix with other things. He's not a hybrid. He's an eagle. Then after you recognized the very word of God was eagle food, then you left the other thing. You have been formed into the living image of the living God. Amen. You heard from your theophany. Amen. If this earthly body be dissolved, we have one waiting. You say, is that right, Brother Branham? In my humble opinion, everything that Brother Branham said is right. How can I overcome? He said some strange things, though. When you see them acting themselves out in your body, in your mind, your soul, your theophany rises up and shouts for joy. How can I overcome? And there's always been an ark in God's economy. There was an ark in the days of Noah for the saving of the people. There was an ark in the days of the law, the ark of testimony. In the days of the law, they followed the ark. And there is a third dispensation now, like Noah's time, Lot's time, and now this time. Amen. And there's an ark now, and that ark is not a denomination. Neither is it good works that you can do. It's by one Spirit. Romans 8:1. We are all baptized into one body in the domain of that kingdom. One spiritual baptism. No matter how good, how bad, whatever, you're in that kingdom by the Holy Ghost baptism. See, that's the only way you can overcome. It's all under the shed blood. His overcomers, because you cannot overcome yourself. It's He that overcome for you. You are resting. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Amen. It is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Psalms 141, verse 8. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, Amen. The Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. If, like the high priest, my soul has entered the Holy of Holies, it must be in motion continually. The high priest that went behind the veil, he had on the bottom of his garment bells and pomegranates. And as he walked, the bells and pomegranates rang together. And that behind the veil, there was a continual ringing. Because he was continually moving. Amen. Aren't you continually moving? Can you stand still in the gospel and prosper? Like the high priest, my soul has entered the Holy of Holies. It must be in motion continually. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. One service, Brother Branham came down off of the platform to pray for the people. He said, I'm coming down to the people. Holy, holy, holy. Your soul is not limited to the three dimensions like your body is.
That's right.
Remember, your soul with the Holy Ghost life himself is not a type or a shadow of anything. But you as the product, the antitype, you are what the whole Bible has spoke of in all of its types and shadows. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. In the original, that word is Logos.
Right. Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Yes.
That includes me.
Yes.
And that includes you. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the Webster's dictionary, comprehended means to understand. In the Hebrew or the Greek that this came from, the word comprehended means it had no power over that to stop it, to start it, or anything else. You were in complete control of that light. Because you are the light.
Yes. Amen.
Just as someone came along and spoke to you, they were light to you.
Amen.
You are the light that shines in the darkness to others. Those that were there with him at the foundation of the world. Not in flesh.
No.
Not in thought. It was greater than a thought.
Yes. Yes.
It was more positive than a thought.
Yes, sir.
It's almost like you were a part of him.
Yes.
Until you could become a part of him. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. Logos. The same word utterance in Colossians 4:2 is the same word in John 1:1. It was not a written word on a page. It was not a form that you saw in a cloud. Well, that looks like a word. No. No. This didn't just look like a word. Any appearance of it to an individual, they know for a fact it was a Logos.
Yeah.
that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Questions and answers. What? You are here. Get this in your mind now. This is not Brother Mike speaking. This is the prophet messenger to the last days.
Amen.
What you are here is a sign that you are something else somewhere.
Amen.
You always wanted to be in perfection, you Christians. There is a perfection. And that perfection is not in this life. But this life ends nothing. This life, could we compare it to the little peep that came out of the egg? No. It's the little peep that's still in the egg that's waiting to be hatched out into something real that can move and can speak and can love.
Amen.
But every man and woman here that is a Christian, every person that is a Christian here now is already glorified in the presence of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you've got another body.
Right.
You won't have some other time. You have right now.
Amen.
Right now, there's another body waiting for you if this one should perish.
Yeah.
Could you think of that?
Yeah.
Study that just a minute. Brother Branham said that theophany body waiting to receive you. That if the earthly habitation of this tabernacle should be dissolved, we have one already waiting in the heavenly. That's the scripture, right? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about your soul. Your theophany. Your body that's waiting for you somewhere. Can't be far away. Well, sometimes you know it's here. Sometimes you think it's there. You've got another body. You won't have some other time. You have right now.
Amen.
Right now, there's another body waiting for you if this one should perish. You think of that. Study that just a minute. Think about what Brother Branham said beyond the curtain of time. Fell asleep on the bed with his hand back to his head. But he looked around, and it was full of young people. Maybe this is Sunday school. Maybe. Maybe they're going to have classes after bed. They're all young. They're all. Is this college? Is it? No, it was not. Because all those young people that he saw there were souls that had been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Some of them in the very early ages, they took them and dipped their hair in pitch and tied them to a stake and burned them like a candle. You couldn't tell it now. Some of them were eaten by lions. You couldn't tell it now. Because they went, their soul, not their mind, their soul went from that body that some evil person tried to destroy. They destroyed the flesh. They couldn't touch the soul. If they had a spear as long as this sanctuary, they still couldn't pierce their soul with it. What would you have to pierce their soul? You'd have to have the love of Jesus Christ spoken by the anointing of God. That will pierce your soul.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen.
Excuse me a minute. Like everything with pages, you gotta make sure you're on the right page. One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, run for the door. You've got another body. You won't have some other time. You have it right now. 2 Corinthians 5:1 is where we were going. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Brother Mike, it was one time a relatively young man. In the next few days will turn from 82 to 83. My soul is the same age it always was. It's eternal.
Yes.
It never gets a day older.
No.
It never gets a day weaker.
No.
But it is a comfort to me.
Yes.
Day and night.
Yes, brother.
Every person that is a Christian here now is already glorified in the presence of Jesus Christ. And you've got another body. You won't have some other time. You have right now. You think of that. Study that a minute. That's where I stopped, wasn't it? 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Why, look at that. It's in the scripture, too. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so being that clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Reality. The reality of what, how God has sold us. In a person that never was born. He always was. He always is. He always will be. When he tells you he loves you, he's telling you he loved you then. He loves you now. And there is never a time that will come that he doesn't love you. And he wants to care for you like he cares for himself. For we know if this earthly tabernacle of this earthly house of this tabernacle will dissolve, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. So if so being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now, he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, the down payment. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. God providing healing for this generation. Why, if I went into a department store and they said, all this is yours, all that is mine too. Excuse me. All this is yours. I'd look on every shelf to see what belonged to me. And some of these things that's up high, I couldn't hardly reach them. I'd go get me a stepladder. And I'd get up so I could look around, find out what it's all about. Wouldn't you do that? That's the way when we come into Christ. If something seems just a little high, step up in the gospel ranks and find out what belongs to you. God's got a stepladder that reaches plumb into glory. Jacob saw it one night with angels coming up and down from earth to glory. It's all yours. God provided it for you. Just get on it tonight and climb right on out of this earth down, people here. That says the days of miracles are past. We're not earthbound people. We are heavenbound people, filled with the Holy Ghost, climbing the ladder, going to glory. Everything along the road belongs to us. Everything Jesus died for belongs to us, sure. Don't none of you think you're poor. You have riches that this world cannot imagine. Eternal life, eternal health. ...19 to 21 years old. Actually, you won't be 19 to 21 years old. You will have a body that looks similar to a person who was 19 to 21. But in that body, you were never a little kid. You'll never be an old man. You will be that same condition, not age, condition. You will be that same way forever and ever and ever. How many evers can you put on there? There is no end to the string of them. Everything along the road belongs to us. Everything Jesus died for belongs to us. What went you out to see? God doesn't send you to hell for being a sinner. God sends you to hell because you won't repent and take Christ as your Savior. You refuse to take the right road. You send yourself to torment. You send your own soul to its eternal destination upon the free moral agency of your own convictions. God does not send anyone to hell. He never did, and he never will. Men send themselves to hell because they refuse to accept the way of salvation. God is long-suffering. He doesn't want any to perish. Never wanted it. But man, rather walk in darkness than to walk in light. For which cause we faint not. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For if we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. And go wake Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Congregation says, amen. Amen. Now think, we mean that. Everything is surrendered. I'm no more my own thinking. I ain't going to think like I think, Lord. I'm just going to think like you think. And you promised that I was healed. I think that. I surrender my thinking. I won't no more think about my sickness. I won't more think about the disease I had. I ain't thinking about nothing but what, but thinking what you said. Now, right out in front of you stands a person just like you was a few minutes ago. You were sick down here. But there's a well person standing there. Jesus Christ is calling you to that well person right beyond it. Now, you just, by faith, as you close your eyes, walk right into that well body.
Amen.
See, then you just keep on walking.
Amen.
Just keep on going. I surrender all. The Lord bless you. We're almost done. Like in this world, everything comes to an end. I've only got one more page to turn. But the end of this will be the beginning of something else. End time evangelism. Oh, I think they're so cute, little fellas. I like all people, but children. But I think children and then old people. When you get old, some old man or woman come down along the way so feeble, and I think they're just pitiful like, you know. And I just think we should never. You see them crossing the street, stop. What if that was your daddy or your mother, see? Somebody, so respect them. And they talk maybe slow and a long time. Maybe even like Brother Mike. See them crossing the street? Stop. What if that was your daddy or mother? Somebody, so respect them. And they talk maybe slow and a long time. Maybe sometime they repeat themselves too. And maybe things that you don't want to hear. But remember, you may get old. You may get old too someday. So just always respect them. And them little fellas, who could mistreat one of those? By the way, you should never do that, you know. Jesus said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for their angels always behold my Father's face, which is in heaven. Remember, they have an angel. When you're born, it stays with you all through life. And now and then when you get saved, you have the Holy Spirit then, and it guides you and directs you. Questions and answers. Now, if you notice Matthew 18:10, he was speaking about little children. They was little children, little tots, 3-4 years old. Picked them up. They brought them unto him, children. Child. Children comes from the word name of child. A child is just a little fella, not an infant. But between that and teenager, see, he's not responsible yet for himself.
Amen.
Now he said, take heed that you don't despise. If you really take that interpretation of that word, is mistreat, see. To mistreat one of those. Mistreat a child? You should never do that. They're children. They don't know, see? And now notice, because their angels always beholds my Father's face, which is in heaven. You see, in other words, their angels, their messengers, their bodies, the angelic bodies that they'll go to if they die, are always before my Father's face in heaven. It's not written on the page right there, but it's written on all these pages. It's their theophany. It's their soul. Always before my Father's face in heaven. Hebrews chapter 2. Now, when man becomes that body, he had control of all the fishes. He's back in Genesis. All the fowl and beasts of the field. And then there was no man to till the soil. He done made man male and female. No man to till the soil. Then God made man out of the dust of the earth. Give him a hand like a chimpanzee. Give him a foot like a bear. He made him on the image. And this earthly body is in the image of animal life. It's made out of the same kind of material. Your body is the same kind of material as a horse or a dog, anything like that. It's made out of calcium, potash, petroleum, cosmic light. All flesh like that is not the same flesh. It's different flesh, but it's made out of the dust of the earth, where it come from. But the difference between an animal and a man, you are not an animal. You have flesh like an animal, but you are not an animal. God put a soul in a man, and he didn't put it in the animal, because the soul that was in the man is that theophany. Last one, unchangeable word of God. Oh my, you go down at the restaurant, get a bowl of soup, and there'd be a spider in it. You'd sue the restaurant. Then you'll let the devil cram cigarettes, tobacco, and sin down your throat to damn that soul that's worth 10,000 worlds. And then talk about civilization. Oh my, the wheels turn backwards again. Yes, sir. Them boys standing there looked at that, and the one looked at the other and said, Jack, we're not worth much, are we? 84 cents. That was the price of a body back in 1960. I said, wait a minute, boys, you got a soul in there that's worth 10,000 worlds. Yes. Amen. I bless you, brother.
Anybody has any? Let's stand to our feet. Sisters, go and get ready. Meal. The real you.
Amen.
The real you. More real than the person standing in front of you now.
Amen.
Right.
The real you is that theophany. How many times have I told y'all, if God ever loved you, he can't unlove you. You hear people say, God don't love me no more. It is an impossibility for God to change his mind. If he loved you before, he loved you now, and he's going to love you all the way into eternity.
Yes, amen.
And I appreciate what our brother had to say. He's a seasoned veteran. He preached a sermon. I'll let the girls get ready downstairs. When this church was just, that was the wall, and the seats were this way. No door there. The door was right there. Two windows. Pulpit was right there. Piano was right there.
Right.
And I wasn't going to church at the time, so I just visited, and Brother Mike happened to be preaching, and he still remembers it. He took a sermon, and of course at that time I was about 170 pounds, and there was more up here than there is down here, and I had been working out, and I was just this big strapping guy, and he told me I was worthless. He said there was more of me in the septic tank than there was in that standing in front of him. From the pulpit. Burst my bubble. But he still remembers that, and he did. He was making a point that this is worthless.
Right.
There is more of you. You live long enough, you wash yourself, you do all the things of life, there's more of you in the ground to begin with than they are standing in front of you. That's how worthless, but how much is that inside guy?
Yes, right.
10,000 worlds. One world would be okay, but 10,000 worlds like this one? That's how God thinks about me and you. Let's sing a song. If you have a need, God bless you.
I am blessed. Oh, I'm so blessed.
Beyond the sky,
wells I am blessed.
group of people. You just think about that eagle story. Barnyard was full of chickens. This world is full of chickens. But there are some eagles in here too. And what is Mama doing? Mama's calling them out. Come up higher. Come up, let's live a little higher. Let's take and separate ourselves. Not be odd. If you're a Christian, you're already going to be odd. But let's don't be so odd that people can't see that life coming out from you. Because that's where it's got to come from. They ain't going to see Jesus Christ. They're going to see Jesus Christ in me and you. And our actions and our words and all the things that we do, as our brother said. But we sure do pray. Let's give him one more hand clap. God bless you, buddy. He broke his hip about a week or two ago. How long ago?
2 weeks.
October 28th, he broke his hip. And I called him a few days ago, and I didn't even say, hey, Brother Mike. He said, I'll be there. I'll be there. I did ask him how he was doing. He said, I'm doing good. I'll be there. So I knew he was going to be here, wheelchair or not, or his lovely wife would bring him and stand him up. So, but it's good to see him again. We always, like I said, we all grew up together. Sister Ruth was just a little child when, and she wasn't the baby, not even close to being the baby. So there's so many of them, I can't remember which one's where, but we sure appreciate Brother Mike. He's always had a good stand for the message of the hour and never wavered. He's a Brother Luke Gibson's now, and we sure want to pray for him that the Lord will continue healing his leg. You get 83 years old. 83. My goodness. Wow. No, don't do that. He went. No. You're only 18. You just said you were. Sometimes, though, our body, we have to remind it that we are an 18-year-old person inside. But we still have to live in this. But there's a word. There's a word that's changing us.
Yes.
From the inside out.
Amen.
It's changing us from the inside out. When we go to that place,
yes.
I'm not going to be 6'4 and red hair. You're going to see me like I was at 18 to 20 years old, like Brother Mike said. God took a picture. He's the only one that can take a picture before you was born.
Yes.
They can take those little pictures of you in the womb, and sometimes you're going, this is my daughter. This is my son. You're going, all I see is just a bunch of lines and gray stuff, you know, all over the place. But God, before the foundation of the world, he took a perfect picture of you. And he put it in his little album, in his mind. He'll never forget you. Remember, if he ever thought of you, he can't unthink you. Right? So we really appreciate Brother Mike coming. Thank you all for coming. We're going to now eat. We won't have a second service, so you just fellowship. I don't know if they're ready or not. I don't see any indication that they are. So let's sing one more song, and then, they're ready. Okay, so they're ready. So we'll sing this song as we dismiss. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray over the food. Just remember these announcements that was made coming up this week. Brother Luis will be here Wednesday night. Brother Tim Cross next Sunday. I'll be gone Wednesday through Sunday in Illinois hunting, and then I'll be back Sunday evening. God bless you two brothers for coming. Come a long way from Augusta. We know where that's at, so we appreciate you coming. And God bless you. Thank you for coming and being with us. And all of you, pray for Brother John and Sister Maya that they won't leave. I mean, that they'll be safe on the way back home. But we love Brother John and Sister Maya with the love of the Lord. And we sure appreciated the time that they were here with us. And now they're heading back to Virginia. So let's bow our heads and be dismissed. Lord, thank you so much for the wisdom that stood in this pulpit for all the years, even when Brother Mike was young and Dad was young and different ones, Lord. They started out there early, Lord, and they've held on to this glorious gospel and not wavered, not faltered. Lord, now they're standing here in their 80s, Father, and I pray that you'd give them supernatural strength, Father, and that you'll bless them, Lord, and just keep healing Brother Mike's leg. And Brother Dale, Lord, we'll see him in just a few minutes. Father, I pray that you touch his body, Lord. We ask your blessings on the food, Father, that the sisters have brought together and prepared. We pray that you would sanctify it, that it'll nourish our bodies. Lord, nourish us in our fellowship too, Lord, that we'll fellowship together and everyone around the Word of God, around natural food. I pray that you would be with each one that has to travel back home, or Brother John, Sister Mine, and different ones, Lord, that have to leave. Father, I pray that you'd be with them, Lord, and give them traveling mercies and get back home. Father, until we meet again, Lord, we love you and we thank you. Be with Brother Luis here on Wednesday night, Father, and just take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. Visitors, eat first. All right?